Hi guys, you're tuning to the second episode of KISS Radio Stress is a Mess campaign. And yeah, so for my second guest, he is a British rapper and singer. He won Best Grime Actor at the 2014 and 2015 Mobile Awards. His most successful song to date is the BPI Platinum selling Shut Up. His debut album, Gang Signs and Prayer, was the first grime album to reach number one in the UK albums chart. Please welcome none other than Stormzy. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good? Yeah, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been like really busy as of late. You recently performed at Glastonbury. So yeah, tell us about that. How was that? That must have been a life changing experience.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know. When I started my career, you know, I never thought I'd be on such a stage, and so to be there, you know, it's an honor.
Yeah, and especially like from where you started from as well, your upbringing, like. So yeah, you grew up in South Norwood, and like you didn't initially come from a musical background family. So what inspired you to get into music? Like, was it just something that you just fell into in high school, or?
I think, you know, I always had certain inspirations, you know, whose music I like Kano, Wretch, Getz, and I saw them doing their thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I got older, I just started like releasing videos and stuff, and then I got more serious after that.
Oh, okay.
But I've always had the passion.
Nice. And we heard that you started rapping at 11 years old, and you was clashing with people that were older than you in your youth club. So how was that like? Was it a bit intimidating, or do you think it helped you develop your rap skills?
Yeah, I think it helped me like develop confidence.
Yeah.
To be able to perform in front of people. Before, I was kind of a nervous person, but. Mm. After that, I kind of like gained skills to like perform.
Cool.
So yeah, that helped my confidence a lot.
And did you see like you started to get a bit more respect, and you actually believed that, you know, I can actually do this for a living? Right.
Yeah, exactly. When you show that you can perform even that lowest level, then you get the confidence to just like move forward.
And like from your experience, like what were you like with your teachers? Like, did they try to push into music, or the more like on the academic side, but you kind of really wanted to go for music? Like, what was it like? What was the dynamic like with you and your teachers?
Well, like, yeah, obviously my teachers always wanted me to be academic, and like, obviously like everyone's parents wants them to like, you know, go to university and do that, but like I don't think that path was really for me.
Cool. Alright, okay. Because speaking to you, like, we have some few insiders here at the KISS Radio Station. And a couple of teachers said that you look a bit of a cheeky student in the class, a bit naughty, and you was almost on the verge of being expelled. So like, what was that like? But we heard that you just were like the class clown of the class, and you had the charisma. So like, what was that like, man?
I was just like any other naughty school kid, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, but now I'm richer. That's all good now.
Yeah. But it's funny you say that, because not a lot of people believe this, but you actually had 6 A stars, 3 A's and 5 B's for your GCSE. So how did that come about? Like, what's the dynamic? I mean, you performed really well in your exams, and I was like, were you just like, you know, like, this is easy for me, or what was it like?
Man, being a genius, it could be like that sometimes. I don't know really how it comes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that Kanye West is rubbing off you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, what advice would you have for like young people that are sort of dealing with issues of stress and like struggling to sort of cope with the well-being? Like, do you have any personal experience that you can reflect on and that perhaps other people can learn from you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, before I made like my first album, I was having like, you know, like depression issues and anxiety issues.
Yeah.
So I say like it definitely helps to like find someone you can talk to. Cool. So for young people, like there are loads of like services like for free that you know, give like therapy for young people and stuff. So whatever you're going through, there's always someone to talk to you, and I think that's the first thing, like taking away the stigma of having like mental health issues.
Yeah. And if any other people want to sort of follow in your footsteps, like, I mean, not everyone can be a rapper, but if they wanted to do that or pursue something else, like, what would you advise them, like, to how to like cope with things, whether it's like not giving up and believing yourself? What would you say to them?
One thing is, I'd say is, like, it's okay to like not be okay. So sometimes like things aren't going great, and obviously you might see your mates on social media and they're just having like the best time ever, but you know, behind closed doors it's not always like that. So I think if you can come to terms with like, you know, not being okay and try and get some help, then like normalizing that kind of thing goes a long way to like make people feel more comfortable about expressing their feelings about that kind of thing.
Cool. And now with the success that you've had, it's great to see that you're giving back. And we recently heard that you've started some scholarships to get students from underprivileged backgrounds in London into Oxford and Cambridge. So how did that come about? Like, who came up with that idea? Was it you or your team, or how?
Yeah, so I had that idea like a couple of years ago, and one of my managers knew somebody at one of the universities, and so like he put that all together. So big up him.
That's awesome, cool. And like, yeah, just one final thing, just going back to your performance at Glastonbury. I mean, it was a bit controversial because you said F the government. So like, but a lot of people liked you for it because obviously what's going on with Brexit and right now. So like, what's your whole take on that? And like,
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who thinks. I'm pretty sure like 46% of everybody like really leave, voted Remain. Also, I'm big fans of Boris government.
Cool, alright man, we know you're a busy guy, you know, private jet and flying around, so yeah, we'll let you get to it, but thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks man, I've got some gold leaf chocolate to be eating right now, so
cool. Have a good one, Stormzy.
Thanks.
Bye guys.